At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, Labor Day weekend is here. We have the best ways to avoid travel delays, tips to make your appliances last longer, and Prince Harry steals the show.
You say.
Flu season is almost here, and doctors say not only is it important to get a flu shot, it's important when you get that shot. The only problem is the CDC doesn't have a specific recommendation on timing because the flu season varies each year. In 75% of recent seasons, the peak activity was in January, but the outbreak started months before. It takes up to 2 weeks for your immune system to develop immunity. So the CDC recommends getting a flu shot by the end of October. And good news if you want to get protected but are afraid of shots, the CDC approved a nasal spray version of the flu vaccine. They warned people against using the spray over the last 2 years, but believe this year's version will be more effective. Last year's flu season was one of the worst on record, and it was the first to be classified as high severity across all age groups. Just another reason to get vaccinated. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, a salary deal has made NFL history.
That's right, Kristen. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a record-setting deal with the Green Bay Packers. The four-year extension will be worth $134 million plus a $57 million signing bonus. First, it was a T-shirt shirt and then the Carmat skirt, and now Balenciaga. Their latest release is a $9,000 layered parka jacket. Fans have been quick to compare it to what Joe Tribbiani memorably wore on an episode of Friends. And California could become the first state to require female directors on corporate boards.
Are there any other places with similar laws?
In recent years, countries such as France, Germany, Italy have enacted mandates for women on corporate boards. Proponents in California say that one quarter of the state's publicly traded companies do not have a single woman on their board.
Well, hopefully that'll change. Thanks, Jerry. California has become the first state to eliminate the cash bail system. Instead, a defendant's release will be based on their assessed risk to the public. The reform is designed so that rich people and poor people are treated equally. It goes into effect October 1st, 2019. And France tennis star Alize Cornet was reprimanded at the U.S. Open for lifting her shirt up on the sidelines to flip it around because it was on backwards. The ump gave her a code violation, sparking cries of sexism since male tennis players regularly take their shirts off on the court. The U.S. Tennis Association has apologized for the incident and altered the policy to make sure it's equal for men and women. And another win for women as plus-size model Tess Holliday graces the cover of UK's Cosmopolitan magazine. People rejoiced on Twitter at seeing an outspoken advocate for body confidence on the cover. And Holliday said on Instagram, "If I saw a body like mine on this magazine when I was a young girl, it would have changed my life. Hope this does that for some of y'all." And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle attended a special performance of Hamilton in London. But it was Harry who stole the show when he took the stage afterwards to give a speech.
You say.
That was the opening line to the song You'll Be Back, performed in the show by King George, Harry's sixth great-grandfather. All righty, let's go to our friend Headcrack now at Dish Nation. He dishes up the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear Kanye West is defending a controversial fashion choice.
That's right, Kristen. I'm sure by now you've seen Kanye West in his two small shoes and wrap his two chains wedding. Now, since then, everyone's been trying to figure out what prompted Kanye's footwear choice. Well, Kanye finally took to Twitter to defend the size of his sandals. He shared that it's the Japanese way to wear sandals. Who knew? All this time, I thought he was rocking North shoes. Pete Davidson is convinced that Ariana Grande must have bumped her head when she agreed to marry him. He gushes about her in an interview with Variety, saying, "I never thought I could meet anyone like her. I feel like I'm living in a fantasy land, and one day she's going to be like, what is this thing doing around? Leave." Well, Ariana, sounds like he's trying to warn you. Run! And finally, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin's four-day funeral started on Tuesday. Her viewing is open to the public so fans can pay their final respects. Aside from her voice, she was known for her style. And even in a final moment, she was dressed to the nines in a ruby red outfit and red heels to match. Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul. Well, on that note, I'm out. That's your dish for this week. Until next time, holla at you, Kristen.
As always, thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. Getting free money sounds great, but here's the catch. Many of these offers are actually scams. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas is here to tell us what's the real deal and what isn't. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. We all know that Oprah is very wealthy and very generous, but I'm sorry to be the one to tell you she is not giving away her fortune $1 million at a time. Yet the Facebook post that says she is has been shared more than 50,000 times and has tens of thousands of people vying for that cash. In fact, many of you asking me, how will she know where to send it if I don't send her my address? There is no check, there is no money, there is no giveaway. This is a fake Facebook profile mining for shares and likes because there's a lot of equity for a well-liked Facebook page, which can then be sold to a third party. As for American Airlines, in fact, they are giving away money. Many of you asking about a letter you got in the mail saying American has settled a class action lawsuit over baggage fees, and they have. Here's what happened. The suit alleges between 2013 and 2018, American failed to honor its contracts with passengers. So now the airline has settled and agreed to pay eligible claimants up to $200 for each bag that was improperly charged a check bag fee. If you are included, you likely have already been notified. If you haven't been notified and think you should be, or maybe you threw the letter away thinking it was junk mail, you can fill out a claim form and mail it in by October 19th. I've got a link for you right now, facebook.com/SaveMeSteve.
Always interesting stuff. Thanks, Steve. Appliances these days are made with more plastic and electronic controls, so they're less durable than those older machines. But there are some easy ways to extend their life, and the website Reviewed had these tips to keep them around for a little bit longer. For a refrigerator, for example, dust the condenser coils with a vacuum cleaner a couple of times a year. When the coils get dirty, they can't push out air and cause the fridge to run continuously to keep cool. To help a washer last longer, wipe a front loader's rubber door gasket after you finish a load. They can get moldy if you don't maintain them. And leave the washer door open between loads to help dry it out. For the dryer, the vent hose can make a big difference. The older style foil hoses accumulate lint when they sag, so replace it with a rigid metal hose. You should also have a professional come clean the vent once a year. If you have a gas oven range, use a pin to clear the gas burner ports frequently and clean the hood filter to prevent grease buildup. These are just a few tips to help you get the most out of your appliances and put off buying those costly replacements. Well, Labor Day is just about here, and it's the last federal holiday of the summer. Many Americans will use the long weekend to travel across the country. And that means potential delays at airports across the country. The website Reward Expert analyzed 5 years of travel data from the Department of Transportation. They found the biggest days for airport delays are the Friday before Labor Day and the Tuesday after. The airports you use can also make a difference. The report revealed Newark, New Jersey Airport and New York LaGuardia were the worst when it came to on-time travel. Other ones on the list, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Boston. And your airline also impacts travel time. If you're booked on Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska Airlines, or Delta, you're in luck. Those three had the highest on-time performance ratings in the study. Wherever you're going, good luck and safe travels. Last year, more than 2 million Americans were diagnosed with sexually transmitted infections. Here with more on this issue is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Glenz. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Wow, STD rates at a record high. I think everybody's asking why. Why are the numbers going up?
Well, we don't know exactly why, but there are a couple of contributing factors. One is people are not using condoms. One of the potential causes of that is that as HIV has become a treatable chronic disease and not, you know, a death sentence, people are kind of forgetting that there are other sexually transmitted infections out there. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lack of funding in prevention and treatment. People aren't learning about what's out there and how to protect themselves. There's a question, we don't know, but it has social media, dating apps, has that had an influence?
All right, so there are a lot of questions.
Yeah.
What can people do to stay safe?
Anybody who is sexually active in any way, shape, or form needs to be seeing a doctor, a clinic, something on a regular basis and asking for testing. Some of it is very easy. It's just a urine sample, and some clinics can actually diagnose and treat at the same time. People need to know that's an option. Some require blood tests.
I have a question. Why do you think people don't get tested? Because is it because it's scary? Like,
I think
you
it's
don't
a combo.
Know?
I think it's a combo. I think people think not me, because this is what we think about everything.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to me. And I think people don't know. A lot of these infections don't present with symptoms. It's very important to take care of yourself if you're sexually active.
Such valuable information. Dr. Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you.
All righty, moving right along. We all want to check on our home and family when we're away, which is why we have today's top 30 steal, a Mi Share HD home Wi-Fi camera at a special 64% discount. This smart HD video camera lets you see your home, kids, and pets live on your phone. And there's two-way audio, so you can also communicate. The setup is easy. You just download the free app on your smartphone and connect the camera to your Wi-Fi network. Then you can begin live streaming in minutes. It even records videos, and they can be stored in the cloud or on a micro SD card. The video quality is great, and the peace of mind is even better. If you need help with anything, free lifetime technical support is included. The Mi Share HD home Wi-Fi camera retails for $80, but today you can buy it for just $29. That's a 64% discount. Or you can buy two, which would normally cost $160, for just $49. That's a 69% discount. And you can get this deal right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 10 Phoenix, you can never be too prepared for a natural disaster. So that's why 200 people in the Phoenix area volunteered to take part in a 20-hour course to become the newest members of CERT, or Community Emergency Response Team. CERT is a nationwide program that prepares its volunteers for anything from floods and fires to search and rescue missions, giving its team members the opportunity to give back to their community when they need it the most.
I hope more people join. I hope more people realize how important it is to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family and then help your community.
In our next story from Fox 26 Charlotte, with so many veterans returning home from service having to deal with either physical or mental disabilities, Hook, Line & Heroes is an organization that helps vets cope with their challenges. By taking them on monthly fishing trips, the organization hopes to give these heroes a chance to take their mind off of the worries and just relax on the water. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, over the last month, Chief Jack Lawfer of the Coatesville PD saw an increase in calls to the Elm Street neighborhood, and he couldn't help but notice the neighborhood's jagged basketball hoop that looked to be well beyond repair. So to help, the police department teamed up with the nonprofit Basketball Cop Foundation to deliver a brand new hoop for the neighborhood.
I think it's going to bring us closer together with everything, and like hopefully everybody can get along better.
Just another example of the little things police officers do for their communities. Let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. So, Brody, I hear one of our favorite leading men, Leonardo DiCaprio, may be finally settling down.
It appears that way. Sources tell us that after 8 months of romance, Leo and girlfriend Camilla Marone have talked about getting engaged. Our source added that despite the 22-year age difference, the couple is very in love and serious. Our insider says Leo's now ready to have kids, and Cammy wants to have kids with him. And Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez narrowly avoided what could have been a pretty awkward encounter this week. J-Lo and A-Rod went for dinner at Craig's restaurant in West Hollywood and just missed running into Jennifer's ex, dancer Casper Smart. Jennifer and Casper dated on and off for about 5 years before ending things for good in 2016.
And I hear you have some baby news for us.
I do. Believe it or not, Eddie Murphy is going to be a dad again. And for those keeping track, this will be his 10th child. Eddie's publicist told us the 57-year-old comedian and his longtime girlfriend, Paige Butcher, are expecting their little bundle of joy to arrive this December. Here's hoping Eddie has a terrific memory or a very on top of it personal assistant to keep track of all those birthdays.
Oh, wow, 10 kids. I can't even imagine. Thanks for the scoop, Brody. We'll see you next week. For more information, visit usmagazine.com. Well, staying with the parenting trend, everyone has an opinion, especially when it comes to parenting. Photographer Abby Fox creates projects to highlight the struggles of parenthood, and this time she took on the world of mom shaming. Using a series of clever photos that have now gone viral, kids are shown holding signs with phrases that would usually draw criticism and judgment from other parents. Hot button topics like breastfeeding, homeschooling, screen time, and parents with full-time careers were all addressed. Fox says the message behind our project is simple. We all raise our kids differently, and that's okay. She said, we are all doing our best to keep these little humans alive, all while keeping our sanity. We need to spread a little more love around. And I'm with Abby. Parenthood isn't easy, but it sure would help if we could all support each other. Okay, let's move on. In the wake of massive data breaches, there's a new law, and it aims to make monitoring your credit easier. Not only will adults be allowed unlimited free credit freezes, parents can now check and freeze the files bearing their kids' names. Identity theft against minors is a growing problem. 1 million kids sadly were victims of fraud last year, causing $2.6 billion in losses. Agencies estimate a quarter of kids will be victimized by hackers who use social security numbers to open accounts or apply for benefits. Since most kids shouldn't have credit files unless created by parents or guardians, fraud can go unnoticed for years, ruining victims' credit before they even reach adulthood. Once the law goes into effect September 21st, parents should check with Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion to make sure no fraudulent files exist. Parents can also act first, creating and freezing files for their kids before fraudsters have the chance. It's hard to believe, but it's been almost a year since Hurricane Maria devastated the island of Puerto Rico. But only now is the scope of the damage coming into clearer focus. An independent study from George Washington University found 2,975 deaths were caused by the storm. That makes Hurricane Maria the deadliest U.S. natural disaster in over a century. The governor of Puerto Rico commissioned the study in February after facing backlash for the government's low death tally of only 64. After the study's release, the governor updated the death count to reflect the study's findings. Researchers also offered recommendations for how Puerto Rico can better respond to emergency situations. For example, streamlining disaster communications and better educating health officials about how to document hurricane-related deaths. The governor has said he plans to implement these changes. In the meantime, the next hurricane season is already underway. We all have bad date stories. I know I've got a few. But have you ever had a date eat a fancy meal and then run out of the restaurant? Well, Pasadena police have arrested Paul Guadalupe Gonzalez, known to local media as the Dine and Dash Dater. The Los Angeles district attorney charged Gonzalez with 10 felonies. He's accused of, quote, taking financial advantage of women he met mostly through dating apps and websites. One woman hit it off with Gonzalez on Plenty of Fish. He ordered chicken, 4 lobster tails, expensive wine, and souffle. Then he got up to use the phone. The evening cost her $250. A woman who met Gonzalez on Bumble says they went to a pricey LA steakhouse. His phone rang when he had just half a baked potato left. She told reporters, quote, the waiter came back and said, he's not out there. Is this a first date? Charging documents say Gonzalez scammed 10 women out of over $950. Gonzalez pleaded not guilty to all charges. If convicted, he faces up to 13 years in prison. All right, who's up for some traveling? The new school year may be getting underway, but there's still a little bit of time to squeeze in some fun in the mountains. Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine has details on how you can have a music and adventure-filled Labor Day weekend. Hi, Liz.
Yes, Kristen, if you love camping, mountains, and country music, Buena Vista, Colorado is the place to be this Labor Day weekend. The Seven Peaks Music Festival promises multi-stage performances Friday through Sunday that will feature fan favorites from the country and bluegrass music genres. Dierks Bentley will definitely be there, and his personally curated lineup includes Miranda Lambert, Sam Bush, Elle King, Clint Black, and so many more. Of course, attending the festival is also a ticket to a gorgeous landscape that is full of adventure. You can spend the day kayaking or zip lining and make it back to camp to jam out after dark. Sounds like a good time to me. Back to you, Kristen.
Sounds like a blast. Thanks, Liz. Canadian researchers have made a major discovery when it comes to blood donation and specifically the need for more of the universal blood type. People with type O negative blood are considered universal donors, and scientists have found a substance in the human gut that can turn type A and type B blood into type O blood. As it stands, people with type A or type B blood have antigens in their red blood cells that prevent them from donating to those who don't match. They found that using enzymes from the gut wall to remove the antigens was 30% more successful than anything before, making it a breakthrough. Stephen Withers from the University of British Columbia said, I am optimistic that we have a very interesting candidate to adjust donated blood to a common type. Of course, it will have to go through lots of clinical trials to make sure that it doesn't have any adverse consequences, but it is looking very promising. Blood donation is so important, especially in emergency situations, so this could really be a game changer. The crews of Wicked Tuna battle the elements to reel in the big catch, and sometimes those elements include other boaters. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
I gotta move the boat.
This guy must be blind if he can't see that we've got a fish on. If he keeps coming straight at us, he's gonna run over my line and cut off my fish.
Damn it, come on now.
We cannot afford to see a paycheck get flushed down the toilet.
Faster, faster.
Make sure to watch Wicked Tuna Outer Banks on Sunday at 8, 7 Central on Nat Geo. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Why millions of students are worried about their SAT scores. Plus, the marijuana industry wants to do away with stoner stereotypes. And this man is getting his high school diploma after 7 decades. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.